Welcome to the Healing Trauma Podcast, a space for those who are healing from complex and developmental trauma. Introducing your host, Monique Coven, a certified trauma recovery coach, survivor, and thriver. The intent of the podcast is to provide helpful information with insight that can validate, encourage, and support you on your healing journey. You're going to hear stories from other survivors and trauma experts, featuring therapists, coaches, and practitioners. We will open up the conversation on effective trauma healing modalities, practices, and tools. If you are interested in trauma recovery coaching, as well as recommended books and healing resources, head over to www.thehealingtraumapodcast.com. And now, here is your host, Monique Coven.
I know, it's been a while. I have not put an episode out in a few months. I even had someone write, "Are you okay? Your episodes are getting like there's space between them." And yes, that is because I have been really thinking about the podcast and whether I was supposed to be continuing or whether it was time to stop. When I started the episodes, I was at a place that I really wanted to talk about trauma because nobody was really talking about it. It was just starting to be talked about when I started, which was, I think, sometime towards the end of 2018, I believe. And I talked about it, and it was really out of my phone, I often say, with really, really poor sound because I wasn't editing anything. And I don't know, the sound's a little better now. But I've grown a lot in these last few years, and I feel like I have shared a lot, and I've grown in terms of understanding trauma and trying all these different things and things that have been helpful and things that, you know, maybe not. And what I wanted to do is first tell you that I'm still on my healing journey, and I think I'm going to be on it for as long as I need to be on it. I don't think we get to a place that says I am now healed, meaning that I no longer have any symptoms, that I was never that it never impacted me, that I was never hurt, but rather that we come to a place of resilience, meaning we have more capacity for joy. We have more capacity to use our voice with authenticity, to speak what we want to say, to have more self-compassion and understanding, and to have safe community where we can experience empathy and compassion and kindness and validation. And that, to me, is really what we're talking about when we're talking about healing and healing trauma. Those of us, like myself, who have been born into trauma, whose body has only known fear, who learned that the very first person in life that I'm supposed to attach to and find safety and mirroring to is actually someone that I am to fear, that creates in our bodies sort of a map of the world, how the world works. And then when you have experiences of chronic chaos and fear and terror, these impact you, and they impact you and continue to impact you. Now, things can change in terms of, like I said, having more understanding, self-compassion, and having a community where people can really validate. And I don't mean just validate your present experience, but also have people engage your story. Now, I know that this is something a little bit different because one of the things that I learned was that story work was something that you didn't do. Because when we start to talk about our trauma, we start to get activated. And so when we get activated, we know that our prefrontal cortex goes offline. So is it really doing us any benefit? That was the question that I sort of took on. And I guess I sort of put my story to the side and was trying to do nervous system regulation, which is still so important to help us come back into our body safely, understand what's happening in the body. But I really do feel that those of us who have had trauma and have had one experience after the other where we did not receive empathy, that there's a part of us that needs to have that connection of empathy today. And that's where safe community can come in. We're going to talk much more about that in future episodes because it's something that I'm personally becoming very passionate about because I've seen what it does. The other thing I wanted to talk about is the direction of the podcast. So when I said at the beginning of the podcast, I asked myself, is there, you know, do I still have something to say? And I think that one of the areas that I've seen in my own life that I feel is really lacking in terms of being trauma-informed is something that's very, very important to me. And that is my faith. And my faith is something that has always been important to me, but I've had some trauma around that too. Because there hasn't been an understanding of trauma and how it impacts the body, how it impacts our body, our choices, our thinking, our thoughts, our choices, our behavior. And when that's not understood, we're given, you know, telling us to just pray more or think differently or focus on this. And we know now that while it sounds good to a traumatized body, that is not going to work until we find and feel a sense of connection, a sense of safety in our body so that we can be present to that safe connection and start to feel more regulated and get back online. So what I wanted to do was talk about faith and talk about different parts of faith, talk about how faith and trauma can connect in a safe way, to talk about trauma. I wanted to have specialists again come on, psychiatrists, psychologists, trauma therapists, from a faith perspective. I also want to have people sharing their stories. And having said that, I also know that there are many people, many listeners, maybe some of you, who have experienced religious trauma. And I want to say that I know that. And I want to say that I honor your experience. And I don't want you to feel triggered in any way. And that is one of the reasons why I'm making this episode instead of just going right into it by just saying, we're going to have a new edition and it's faith, the faith edition of the Healing Trauma Podcast, and just put it out. I did want to have a little conversation here so that it can be a chance of telling you about it, giving you context, and giving you choice, because we know that those things are so important to a trauma survivor, especially when we've had trauma. And so the context is that we are going to be doing an edition. So it will be the Healing Trauma Podcast Faith Edition, which will be a trauma faith-informed podcast with different episodes, very much like the others, but with a faith component. And so you have the choice of deciding not to listen. And I'm grateful that there are many other episodes that you can listen to that I've recorded in the past. But I'm really grateful that there's a lot of other podcasts, wonderful podcasts out there, as well as, like I said, I think I said, at least I'm thinking, there's lots of YouTube channels, lots of books, and other resources that you can listen to if you choose not to continue on this journey with me. But for those of you who do have, if faith is important to you, and when I say faith, I'm talking about in relation to my own faith, and that is, you know, a Christian spirituality. It's always been a huge part of my life, and I want to, if, you know, part of my own healing journey is to stay true and continue doing what is important to me. And this is something that I want to do. And I think that it can also be helpful for a lot of people who may have been hurt in the church and in their faith and don't want to, you know, don't want to give it up completely, but is having trouble sort of, you know, putting the two together. I hope that this will be helpful for you. I really understand because I have seen hypocrisy. I have seen, you know, relationships where it has been, it's like saying all the right things and having zero emotional intelligence. I experienced that where I saw and heard about God, heard about that God is loving, but never saw it in the lives of some of those that were closest to me growing up. I didn't grow up in a religious family, but at one point, after my parents divorced, my father had become religious and was talking to me a lot. And they were very, him and then his wife were very involved. And that's basically all they talked about. And that would have been fine had I also seen some love and some connection and some empathy. And that was missing. And that really gave me a bad taste. But in my case, and I know that's not the case for many, I was really able to separate and recognize that that has to do with them and their trauma and their personality and their whatever, they're just the way they are, and separate that from my relationship to my Creator. And that made all the difference in the world. And I try to bring my faith more down to earth instead of up in the heavenlies. And it's been a huge part of my life. It's really the anchor that keeps me going. And I know that there are many others out there who feel the same way. So that's the direction that I'm going to be going. We're going to be having the Healing Trauma Podcast Faith Episodes, or Faith Edition, I should say. And they will be episodes that will contain, they'll be Faith Edition. There will be some components of talking about faith in them. And I've already recorded the first one, which I'm so excited to share because it's someone that I really, really love and admire and read all of his books. Okay, I'll give you a little hint, but I'm not going to say his name. He happens to be a therapist and a psychiatrist. With that, I'm going to put this episode to a close. And if I don't see you in future episodes, I thank you for being on this journey with me. I feel like I wasn't alone as I was trying all these things and sharing all these things. And for those of you who are going to continue on with us, welcome. I'm excited that you're going to be with us. I'm excited for the stuff we're going to be talking about. I have some great guests coming on. When I say great, I mean great. So looking forward to that.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger for thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.